Prologue. New introduction by Adriana Alinas. The Science of Being Well by Wallace D. Wattles is a groundbreaking work that delves into the profound connection between our health and our thoughts, providing invaluable insights on how to achieve optimal well-being. Published in 1910, this timeless classic has continued to inspire and guide individuals seeking to enhance their physical and mental states. Wallace D. Wattles, an influential figure in the New Thought movement, believed that true health is not solely dependent on external factors such as diet and exercise but is deeply rooted in our internal world of thoughts and beliefs. In The Science of Being Well, he explores the power of the mind-body connection and provides practical principles for harnessing this power to attain vibrant health. Wattles challenges conventional medical wisdom by asserting that illness is not an unavoidable outcome of our physical nature but rather a manifestation of discordant thoughts and a lack of alignment with the natural laws governing our bodies. He argues that by aligning our thoughts and beliefs with the principles of health, we can stimulate the body's natural healing abilities and experience a state of well-being. Central to Wattles' teachings is the idea that the mind is the ultimate creator of our reality, including our health. By cultivating positive and constructive thoughts, focusing on wellness rather than disease, and nurturing a deep belief in our inherent ability to be well, we can bring about profound transformations in our physical and mental health. In The Science of Being Well, Wattles provides a comprehensive guide to implementing these principles in our daily lives. From practical techniques for mental healing to advice on maintaining a harmonious relationship with our bodies, he offers a holistic approach to well-being that encompasses the physical, mental, and spiritual aspects of our being. While written over a century ago, the wisdom shared by Wallace D. Wattles in The Science of Being Well remains as relevant and powerful today as it was when first published. It serves as a timeless roadmap for those seeking to unlock their full potential for health and vitality, reminding us that our thoughts have the power to shape our reality and create a state of profound well-being. Preface. This volume is the second of a series, and this one is for those who want health, and who want a practical guide and handbook, not a philosophical treatise. It is an instructor in the use of the universal principle of life, and my effort has been to explain the way in so plain and simple a fashion that the reader, though he may have given no previous study to New Thought or metaphysics, may readily follow it to perfect health. While retaining all essentials, I have carefully eliminated all non-essentials, I have used no technical, abstruse, or difficult language, and have kept the one point in view at all times. As its title asserts, the book deals with science, not speculation. The monistic theory of the universe, the theory that matter, mind, consciousness, and life are all manifestations of one substance, is now accepted by most thinkers, and if you accept this theory, you cannot deny the logical conclusions you will find herein. Best of all, the methods of thought and action prescribed have been tested by the author in his own case, and in the case of hundreds of others during 12 years of practice, with continuous and unfailing success. I can say of The Science of Being Well that it works, and that wherever its laws are complied with, it can no more fail to work than the science of geometry can fail to work. If the tissues of your body have not been so destroyed that continued life is impossible, you can get well, and if you will think and act in a certain way, you will get well. Those who wish more detailed information as to the performance of the voluntary functions, eating, drinking, breathing, and sleeping, may read New Science of Living and Healing. Let me warn you against making the mistake of studying many conflicting theories, and practicing, at the same time, parts of several different systems, for if you get well, it must be by giving your whole mind to the right way of thinking and living. The Science of Being Well claims to be a complete and sufficient guide in every particular. Concentrate upon the way of thinking and acting it prescribes, and follow it in every detail, and you will get well, or if you are already well, you will remain so. Trusting that you will go on until the priceless blessing of perfect health is yours, I remain very truly yours. Wallace D. Wattles.